This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With us, our tech ambassador, Ty Dennison. Tyrell, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kyle. Thanks.
Since we last talked, has anything happened in the tech world? It seems like every time you turn around, something's happened.
Something's always happening in the tech world. We had a recent release from Apple with iBooks, but the big thing was CES, Consumer Electronics Showcase. It happens in Vegas every year in January, and it's when the electronics companies come out of the woodworks with all their fancy new gadgets and stuff they want you to buy. There are a lot of prototypes that show up. Some never make it to market. Some companies use CES as a testing ground to go, hey, I wonder how much something like this would stir up interest. We've got a prototype. We'll see what people think about it. And so there are a lot of products that show up at CES that never make it to the general consumer market. But there are quite a few that are, and you can always look at trends with stuff coming out of CES and see what's happening.
So what can you tell us about CES this year?
Well, CES this year was not, judging from the blogs I've read, I didn't get to go, not a terribly flashy year this year. Nothing just earth-shattering came out. But the evolution of the living room is one big thing that's taking place. What changes to the things that we know and interact with, particularly based around television, and some computer evolution as well, and then just some nifty little gadgets have come out too.
Well, give us some examples of how our living room is evolving.
Well, the biggest one's probably a move towards what's called an OLED television.
What?
OLED.
That sounds very dangerous. It sounds like...
kind of sounds like a boy band.
It could be. Well, everyone knows plasma and LCD, and you can also get LED TVs, LED LCD. So you've got an LCD television, and LEDs, like you can get in a flashlight, are what backlights that. With OLED, stands for organic LED, OLED televisions don't require a backlight. So they're super thin, and because there's no backlight, they can get very rich blacks. You know, you can't have a light producing blackness, but with OLED, you can have blackness. And so the contrast is just phenomenal compared to normal LED, LCD TVs. So there's a new round of OLED TVs coming out. One from Samsung was demoed there, one from LG. They're both at about the 55-inch size. They'll be coming out sometime later this year for several thousand dollars, I'm sure. But they're super thin. And in fact, you can actually make flexible screens with OLED things. But they're super thin and super high resolution.
What else do we have?
Well, surprisingly, the phone that kind of took everyone's breath away at CES was the Lumia 900 by Nokia, and it is a Windows phone. It's got an AMOLED screen. It stands for Active Matrix OLED, which means it's got the fastest response time of any screen out there.
Fastest response time of a screen. So how fast you touch it?
Well,
and it will do something?
Well,
because it's pretty fast now on my...
Right, but one of the main hindrances is the rate at which your things on your screen can change. That's one of the things that kind of keeps things... things will stick a little when you try and move your finger or move around.
Really? Someone is having a problem with this?
It's not exactly a problem, but it's a place where you can improve things.
My phone has real buttons. It's also, I'm just saying.
It's also an LTE phone. It'll be on AT&T. LTE is the 4G network for everybody. And so it was the phone. Everyone said Microsoft's coming late to the phone world, and they're going to get shut out. Everybody's buying Android phones, or everybody's got an iPhone or BlackBerry, and they've done nothing. And when they paired with Nokia last year, everyone started going, maybe they are going to pull something off. And everyone's saying that the Lumia 900 is the phone to do it, and that'll be out for the basic consumer market in a couple of months, I believe.
Okay.
Computing's changing a little, too. Ultrabooks are becoming the new thing. And instead of a laptop or a notebook or a netbook, you get ultrabooks. Very thin Intel-run laptops that runs solid-state hard drives. and they're just made to be sleek performance machines. And so everybody's coming out with an Ultrabook now, kind of like the MacBook Airs, except in the PC world, they're all Ultrabooks. And so there's a huge line of those. And then we've got something fun called the ExoDesk, which it's kind of been played around with on and off for a while. ViewSonic actually put out a demo at CES this year, and it's a tablet that you set in front of you that you'll set your keyboard and your mouse on, because you still obviously use your keyboard and mouse with a computer, but it also provides interactive touch for certain areas of your desk. So
I'm thinking of the movie
Minority Report,
where you were manipulating things on a desktop.
Exactly. It's called the ExoDesk, and it's been in development for a while. It'll be here eventually. I don't know if ViewSonic will be the people to bring it to market, but they're certainly the people trying to push it forward right now.
Now, Apple also made an announcement last week that has to do with textbooks.
That's correct. They have iBooks 2 now, which is a textbook-focused bookstore where you can go and buy textbooks that will be interactive, that will have all kinds of features for interacting with it, via photos, videos, quizzes that you can generate, study notes that you can populate and make note cards out of.
So instead of just reading See Jane Run, we might actually see Jane Run.
Yes, hopefully the textbooks that these are being created are a little more advanced than that. Maybe like a botany course.
How is this any different from the books I used to get that came with a CD in the back that you loaded onto your computer that had the quizzes and the photos and the extra study notes?
It is and is not different from that. It's taking those elements and putting them all in the exact same place in one central location.
So you don't need a CD-ROM anymore.
You don't need a CD-ROM. You don't even need a textbook. Your textbook is on your tablet.
Now, is everything that's been introduced lately in the gadget world just something that we should expect to see in our home in the next 5 to 10 years?
No. Thankfully, there are some real duds that show up at CES, and we all get to have a laugh at them. And that's part of the fun of CES, is who's going to come out with the worst. I would say probably the most epic of fails, even though I don't think it was a fail, because they kind of have fessed up to, at this point, that it was more of a PR stunt than anything. But Behringer came out with what was called the iNuke. The iNuke is an iPod dock.
This sounds like something that was developed in North Korea. Go ahead.
It's an iPod dock that is 8 foot wide, 4 foot tall, and weighs 700 pounds.
8 feet wide, 4 feet tall, and weighs how much?
700 pounds.
It's an iPod dock.
It puts out 10,000 watts.
So this would be good at a concert.
Like if you wanted to DJ at a rave, and yet you're just like, I don't want to actually have to DJ. I'll just put on my dead mouse CD and on my phone and dock it. Then
can you find how would you ever find the dock? I mean,
you can
like
find
a
images.
Small house.
I encourage you to look for images of the iNuke online, and you will laugh because you can barely see the iPod on top of this thing. It cost, brace yourselves,
all right,
$29,999.
Nice.
So for under $30,000,
you can
have the iNuke.
The iNuke, which will be bigger than any casket that you'd be buried in,
and louder.
And louder. Well, we can only hope.
So are these mass marketed, or?
I don't think they'll be mass marketed. This was a prototype, and they kind of tongue-in-cheekly implied that it was just a publicity stunt to get people's attention.
Right.
But
I would like to see it.
There is, I mean, there are working ones in existence. And if you want to give Behringer $30,000, I'm sure they will gladly get you an iNuke.
All right. Gosh, Ty, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.